WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate is voting on a bill which keeps the government funded through the end of December, and they have just passed it. The House signed off on the measure earlier today. It averts a government shutdown at the end of the month. Vice President Harris outlining her plan for an economy that's pro-business and good for the middle class in a speech to the Economic Club of Pittsburgh.
We will work with builders and developers to construct 3 million new homes and rentals for the middle class, because increasing the housing supply will help drive down the cost of housing.
Former President Trump also talking up his economic proposals, including plans to expand tariffs on imported goods in a visit to North Carolina. South Florida Governor Ron DeSantis telling residents there's still time to leave ahead of Hurricane Helene.
Remember, you hide from wind, but you run from the water.
Helene could make landfall in the Big Bend area tomorrow, a Category 4 storm with 20-foot surge. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. 7 people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The World Dairy Expo said no thank you to a visit from former President Donald Trump. His team is reportedly considering a stop in Dane County. We reported yesterday former Governor Tommy Thompson wants him to come to Madison and Milwaukee, calling the liberal strongholds the belly of the beast. The Dane County GOP chair confirmed the World Dairy Expo was the potential spot, but the World Dairy Expo said no thanks. The communications manager said in an email to the Isthmus that they humbly declined out of wanting to remain nonpartisan. The expo is October 1st through 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. Meanwhile, the Harris Walz team is staging an event here in Madison on Friday. The headliner this time, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's part of the campaign's Reproductive Freedom Bus Tour. Joining her will be Kate Cox, a woman who was denied abortion care in Texas and had to go to another state. All we know so far is that it'll be Friday night in downtown Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first, like, 4 innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, 2. But, you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won 2 in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. And near 80 degrees and mostly sunny Friday. For the upcoming weekend, more sunshine than clouds and temps stay mild with highs around 80. Right now it's 73.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin, let's light it up. It's about that time. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday show, this Wednesday edition of Nightlight. We got a good one tonight, and glad you are on board wherever you are joining us from across this amazing state with over 6 million people. Conrad, is that how big Wisconsin is?
I believe so.
No one's going to Google this. There's 14 million people here. Our beautiful state on this gorgeous night. I could have said that literally the last month. The weather has been stunning. Other than a few raindrops at night, which I kind of like when I'm in, every night has been amazing. If this is what climate change looks like, sign me up.
Well,
is that not very politically correct to say? I know there's going to be other repercussions. No, but it's been beautiful. And this is a fun, it's a great night. As gorgeous as it is outside, I'm glad you are inside, presumably in your car, at home, listening to the radio, watching on the stream. It's great to have you anyway, because we have a phenomenal show tonight. Very excited to announce that at 6:35, Charo is here. Coochie Coochie, the star of such shows as The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. And she did tons of other sitcoms. She's a phenomenal stage performer. She is multi-talented. She's really funny. She plays the Spanish guitar. She sings and acts, and she's just a national treasure. And she is here tonight at 6:35 to promote a show she's doing in Baraboo in early October. So we'll talk to Charo at 6:35 p.m. tonight. That is in about 20 minutes. So you will not want to miss that. I'm excited to meet her. I've never met her before, and we'll have a nice chat. It'll be fun. Conrad, have you ever met Charo?
I can't say I
no?
have. No, I can't.
Not at any of your college parties or Packer games? You guys run in different circles. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Right. I don't think she runs with the same crowd. So.
Yeah. She's got that hoity-toity showbiz crowd she runs with, but that's great. She's had a really interesting story and a very interesting life, so she'll be here for a little bit at 6:35. That will be fun. Then at 7:05, the marketing director and actor Jesse March will be here from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. We had Jesse on several months ago, and their beautiful theater was in the middle of a renovation, and that is done now. And he wants to talk about that a little bit, and we're going to talk about a play they're putting on to celebrate Halloween. It sounds like a really kind of a fun thing. So if you're over in the western part of the state, you won't want to miss that interview. And then at 7:35, Rock Rubin will be here. Rock is a friend of mine, and he is one of the writers and executive producers of the show King of Queens. And he was with the show from its inception all the way through to the end. And I did stand up with Rock back in the day. Rock and I actually worked Madison together, I think in 1994 or 1995. But we stayed at the Concourse Hotel. That's where they put the comics up. And we had great fun laughing at karaoke and carrying on. It was a good time. So Rock will be here at 7:35. How are you doing tonight, Conrad?
I'm doing good.
We had a lot of stuff to do pre-show.
Well, it's a lot of fun stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to do something cool for a New Wisco weekend that we're doing.
If you have not checked out New Wisco Weekend, it's a news magazine show here on WGBW and WISS. It airs weekends here at Civic Media. Lisa Hale does a great job. She's the host of the show. I contribute. Terry Barr contributes. Brittany Merlot, Amanda Nimmer, Conrad Krieger. Who am I missing?
Todd, actually.
Terry Barr. Todd.
Todd does a song, like a playlist curated towards the theme, which is really cool. Last week he did like an autumn kind of fall theme of songs.
Fantastic. Todd does everything.
Yes, so he does.
I can't believe I didn't say Todd's name. So it's a great show. Check it out. You'll find out what my classic film of the week is. I'm not going to spoil. No spoiler alerts. You're just going to have to tune in and find out. But it's a movie that most likely you haven't seen. But I put it in the classic category because Bill Murray is in it. And it's just a really fun movie that flew under the radar. I remember, I'm just going to tell people, it's Quick Change. And
well, you just ruined it. ruined the surprise.
But no, it's not going to be a surprise anyway, because I was going to talk about Quick Change tomorrow night.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll tell you how I found the film. I was doing stand-up in 1990. I had no business working the road yet. I got a gig opening for David Brenner in West Palm Beach at the Comedy Corner. And that's the club that Larry the Cable Guy started in. Tom Ryan, who was on the show a few weeks ago, started there. A guy named Happy Cole. There's all these fun, really good comedians that came out of that club. And Larry the Cable Guy was still Dan Whitney then. And he got me in. It was his home club. And he and I worked Chicago together. So he got me in West Palm Beach. And I had so much fun working with David Brenner. But the opener on the show took me to this film called Quick Change. And he kind of had to talk me into it. He said, I'm telling you, it's a really good film. And he dragged me to it. And it's literally one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's our classic movie pick of the week. You can hear my little spot this weekend on Lisa's show, New Wisco Weekend. So check that out.
Yeah.
And check out Quick Change. Have you seen Quick Change?
No, but I was watching some of the clips and they seem pretty funny.
It's really funny.
Well, any movie Bill Murray is in, you're like, all right, I'm sold. I'm sold.
It's we've got clips. We'll play them at some point this weekend too, or this week from the film too. There's some really funny clips. And Tony Shalhoub, Northeast Wisconsin's own, is in the film. That's one of his first movie roles, and he plays a cab driver, and he is really, really funny in it. So there's that. So check out New Wisco Weekend.
Definitely.
That's what we were doing before the show, getting our bits ready. And do you want to tease your thing, or do you want to keep that as a surprise?
Well,
let's not spoil the whole show.
You know, I'll just say this. I love uniqueness of some sports, and you had a unique sport you've played called foot golf. So we talk about that. I think it was really cool and to explain the rules of the game and why you find it so interesting yourself.
You know what I will say, and I forgot to say this when you were talking to me about foot golf, is the guy who created it, a guy named John Corwin, who was visiting the COVID summer. I tell Conrad the whole story, so you got to hear it on New Wisco Weekend because it's riveting, folks. It's a really cool sport. But we call him jokingly the commish because he started it and he sucks at it. He should be good, and he would play, and after like one hole, he'd be just swearing, and it's like we would just go, well, anyway for letting us play this fun sport. So, yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up on New Wisco Weekend, so check it out. Today is a lot of stuff going on today too. There's some fun. All right. We got to get to the question too, because Todd Michaels sent out a sheet today about the remake, and this is with Halloween right around the corner. It might help all of you to know that The Thing is considered the best remake. 1982.
Really?
Yes. And I remember seeing it. It is a creepy movie. Anything set in Antarctica is creepy. The cold, you know? And they got all these tunnels, and it's just like, that's my biggest thing, like with the ocean and icebergs, and especially up in the, like, Antarctica and all these places. You don't know what's under there. You don't know what could have lived through an ice age. It's still cold in the water. It's so creepy. So Todd sent out this list today. The gist of the article was like that remakes typically give people a bad feeling. Like, oh no, they've already done this. Why are they doing it again? But there are some that work. And The Thing, on a list of 20, is number one. 1982's The Thing, starring Kurt Russell. Dawn of the Dead is number two from 2004. I saw the original in 1985. Kind of the first zombie movie I had seen. And I don't know why I rented it, because I wasn't into that kind of stuff when I was, you know, a teenager. But I have not seen the remake. It, 2017's It, was a remake. The Fly with Jeff Goldblum in 1986 is considered the fourth best remake of all time. Bram Stoker's Dracula in 1982. 13 Ghosts. The Ring, The Hills Have Eyes. That's supposed to be a really good film.
I've never seen that.
Me either. 2006, though, but that's one of those films, and we should turn this into a question one night. One of those films I never got around to seeing. Like, I always meant to see it, and I just never did. Cape Fear, 1991, Robert De Niro, Nick Nolte. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I did not know that was a remake. I just saw that recently in its entirety about 6 weeks ago with Donald Sutherland. I watched it right after he died. Such a good movie, and totally holds up and is so believable. It's really good. 1978's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. On this list, I would say that's my favorite as far as remakes go.
Okay.
And again, not knowing that Invasion of the Body Snatchers was even a remake. So on this list, that's my favorite. I would say on stuff I looked up myself, I would probably say True Grit, the remake with Jeff Bridges. I'll take Jeff Bridges over John Wayne. Sorry, John Wayne fans. Ocean's 11, the whole Ocean's franchise is a remake. A Star is Born was remade recently. A lot of people went nuts for that. They're remaking An Officer and a Gentleman. And the rest of that list. I didn't do the last three. Halloween, The House on the Left, and The Mummy was number 20.
See, I love The Mummy. The Brendan Fraser is so good. I've watched it a dozen times. All three of them, I believe there's three. Yeah. And yesterday I was just strolling on Peacock and I saw Mummy 2017. I was like, really?
A remake of a remake.
A remake of a remake, yes. And it was Tom Cruise. And I saw the score on it, and it was 23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Did you see the score after you saw the film or before?
On Peacock, it shows you.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, well, that's not a good sign. So I started watching it. I was like, okay, I can see where they get this score. Because the one thing that the first one had is, like, it had a lot of action in it, but it had some great comedy. That one was just, I don't know, boring. Still had some action. Just wasn't that great.
I have to say, I don't not believe you, but that is baffling to me that Tom Cruise, the guy does not make bad movies, but I forgot that he had done that. I haven't seen it. And now I have to check it out of curiosity.
I dare you to watch
it. And The Mummy, the Brandon Fraser one, is a remake. So
yeah,
they're remaking a remake. That's crazy.
Well, there's two more after Brandon Fraser's ones, and there's the reason there's not any more films now.
That's our question of the night, folks. Let us know what you think. What's the best remake? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite movie remake? Not sequel, remake. Charo is here in just a few minutes. This is Pete Schwabit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Movie remakes here. And that, those are the Golden Pipes of Bono. U2 was formed this week in 1976, and there's a great story. Adam Clayton, the bass player, was kind of in charge of putting the band together when the group was in high school. And they had tryouts at his kitchen. And everybody thought Adam was the guy to look to and the leader because he used words like gig. When they were 15 and 16, they thought, okay, that sounds like this guy knows what he's talking about. And Adam Clayton's dad, I guess, was a musician. So he was kind of in charge of things until Bono showed up. And then they were off to the races, and Bono was the frontman and lead singer of one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. Similar to Bruce Springsteen, U2 is still touring, still putting out new music. They're in their, I don't know if they're quite as old as The Boss, but they're probably mid to late 60s, early 70s, still doing incredible music. And they did the best, in my opinion, the best Super Bowl show ever, right after 9/11. I still get the chills when I watch it. It was fantastic. So U2, 1976, that's a pretty good run. 48 years. Most rock bands hate each other after like 5 years, it seems like. Even the Gallagher brothers, they're brothers. These guys have stayed together, the original four. It's really incredible. And in some ways, you know, their show is as much, the music's great, but it's a spectacle. There's light shows and like all this crazy stuff. It kind of makes what Springsteen does even more amazing, because he's basically, they're doing bar band. They are a bar band playing in an arena. There's no crazy light shows and fireworks. And it's just music. And that's why I will always probably have The Boss at number one. But U2, for my formative years, just absolutely love them.
Are they a bar band or a bar band?
Springsteen, the E Street Band, you know what? They are a B-A-R band and a B-A-R-R band, for sure. They fall under both categories. So our question tonight is, what is the best remake of a film? Not to be confused with sequel, but a remake. And I want to say True Grit. I really like True Grit. Jeff Bridges, just a really fun movie that I was not expecting to like as much as I did when I saw it in 2010. You say The Mummy. No,
well, no,
you hate The Mummy.
I gave that to you just because I watched that last night. But
yeah, that's good timing.
My actual favorite remake is Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Okay.
I love that. I will watch that every Halloween to get me in the spirit.
On this list Todd sent, it said Halloween. I didn't know that was a remake.
I didn't either. Honestly, didn't know True Grit was a remake either.
Yes, it was a John Wayne film, which was fine for then, but I think this version was a little more updated and resonated at least more with me personally. Sherry checks in on the text line and says, "Hi, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends." Sherry manages to embody warmth in a text, and I'm not sure how she does that, because I feel like all my texts are cold and to the point. I need to, Sherry should, you know what you should do, Sherry? You should do a webinar on how to write warm texts. That was just me trying to use the word webinar.
I think
webinar.
It's with the, you know, the little heart emojis,
yeah,
at the
emojis.
End.
But her words, too, are very, very nice. Catherine Lake checking in. She says, aliens. Now, I think aliens would be a sequel. But either way, I'll tell you what, Catherine. I liked aliens more than I liked Alien. Because Alien, the first person buys it, you have to watch for like an hour. And Aliens takes a while to get going, too. But you have Bill Paxton, who's hilarious. That's my favorite Alien movie is Aliens. So that's a great suggestion. Bridget checks in on the 818 and says, I can't wait for the remake. Oh, I just talked about this. Of An Officer and a Gentleman. That's a big one. I don't know who is playing the Richard Gere role. My guess, because he seems to be playing every role now, would be Glenn Powell. But maybe it's Miles Teller. Miles Teller would be great in that role.
Oh, yeah.
Actually. He'd be great. I'm going to IMDb that during the next break. Bridget says, I hope it is as good as the Oscar-winning original. Yeah, it won multiple Oscars. And then Sherry says, oh, you both are such sweet peas. Even the word sweet pea is warmth. She can't not send a warm text. You're very welcome, Sherry. So let us know what your favorite movie remake is. That's our question of the night here at Nightlight. Charo is coming up in just a few minutes. She's going to be here at 6:35. She's playing a show in Baraboo. In early October, she has a very vivacious live show, theater show, and she's so funny on TV. Like, I watched a couple interviews with her today, and one of my questions is going to be, I'm just curious as to what she likes to do more, because she seems to, I didn't even know she was still touring, and I'm thrilled that she is, because I think that would be a really fun show. You know what we should do? We should road trip to the Cranberry Festival on Friday, and then check out Charo. Well, it's not for a couple weeks yet, but
take it to
a bus
or two-week trip.
Yeah, get a keg. Show Charo how we do this Wisconsin style, right?
Yeah.
Steve checks in from Florida. He says, 1978, Heaven Can Wait remake. Yes, that is a great one, Steve. Starring Warren Beatty, who also directed the movie. That was one of the first films, probably right after Star Wars, in a movie called Oh God with George Burns and John Denver. I think Heaven Can Wait was like the third or fourth film I saw in the theater. And I thought it was so great. Julie Christie, Diane Cannon, and Charles Grodin are hilarious. Warren Beatty's great. And that's right. I forgot he directed it. That's a great one, Steve. Thank you. Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. This Diddy stuff is so depressing. You know, I never really liked the guy. I was always skeptical with all of his name changes and Puffy and Puff Daddy and Diddy and all that. It's just kind of strange. It sounds like a cry for help. And as it turns out, guess what? Schwabba was right. Because this guy has got major, I mean, this could be one of the biggest criminal things. It's like Epstein, only, you know, Epstein, a lot of what happened with Epstein, I think, was like before social media and lists and all that. This stuff is coming out, and it is going to be ugly. It's already ugly. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's already really bad.
It's just awful. Sherry also, she agrees with you, Steve. Heaven Can Wait. All right. So Rock Rubin is here at 7:35. We'll talk about the legacy of the show King of Queens. Jesse March is here to talk about the Festival of Theater in the western part of the state. That'll be fun. And coming up next on Nightlight, the legendary Charo will be here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk away. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped the bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Deputies are still searching for a missing Dane County man they say is at risk of a medical emergency. Timothy James Campbell was last seen leaving his group home in the town of Roxbury Saturday night. Deputies say he left on foot and he has a history of walking to the Sauk City and Lodi areas. In an update from authorities, they say he has a traumatic brain injury and doesn't have his medication with him, which prevents seizures. He's white with gray hair and a short goatee. He has blue eyes and stands at about 5'8". If you think you see him, call the Dane County Sheriff's Office. And UW-Madison's ranking has slipped slightly in the annual list from U.S. News & World Report. It's now ranked the 39th best in America among public and private universities. Last year, it was 35th. Of all its programs, engineering ranked the highest. Other colleges in Wisconsin that made the list include Marquette, Edgewood College, UW-Milwaukee, Concordia, and UW-Oshkosh. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Good news for moviegoers. Just when it looked like people were done leaving the house to see movies, the box office turned itself around this summer and even into the fall. On the heels of an actors and writers strike and a worldwide pandemic, people finally seem to be going back to theaters, which most cinema prognosticators did not see coming. How happy are theater owners? Deadline reports that a group of U.S. and Canadian exhibitors that control almost 70% or over 21,000 movie theater screens in North America have committed $2.2 billion to upgrade their facilities. The National Association of Theater Owners say the funds will be used to upgrade to the latest laser projection technology, sound systems, better seating, food and beverage option upgrades, and family enhancement experiences like arcades and even bowling. In addition to the bells and whistles, cosmetic upgrades in the way of carpeting, better lighting and signage, and air conditioning will also happen. Let's hope the theater experience keeps getting better and never goes away. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. And near 80 degrees and mostly sunny Friday. For the upcoming weekend, more sunshine than clouds and temps stay mild with highs around 80. Right now it's 73.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday. And who has it all covered for you? Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel. We've got some legal questions.
And a new feature, Busted Pencils, every Thursday on the program.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
We're back. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night edition of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Todd checks in on the stream and says he can't wait to see the new Salem's Lot. We talked about that the other night when Todd was here. That's another good one. All right, keep those suggestions coming. Our question of the night, what is your favorite remake when it comes to movies? You can let us know on the stream or text us or call us. But right now you can't call because we have someone very special on the phone, and this is exciting. She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo, and she is a show business treasure, and she joins us now on Nightlight. Charo is here. Hello, Charo.
Oh, Pete, I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you. Muchas gracias. I love to be in your show. I love the title, Nightlight with Pete Chuaba, because I'm a night person and I hear beautiful things about you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for being here. We are both Nightlight. I used to be a stand-up comedian, Charo, and there's something about performing in nightclubs. I got a taste of it for a few years. You've been doing it for so long, and I'm very impressed that you still love the night like that. That's great. Where are you now? You on a tour?
I am in Beverly Hills getting ready for a recording and doing a new album. Recording beautiful of flamenco music. But yes, I am very excited because it's my first time, Pete, that I am going to be working in Wisconsin, Baraboo. I always work in Las Vegas, South Point, Indian casinos around United States of America, concert, everywhere, performer art center, but never I been in Wisconsin. And they say that is very good weather now, but has tamales the audience. I am very excited. I would like it to meet you. I would like it to take the guitar with me and play for your audience a request because I'm very excited, Pete. It's my first time. I came to America when my Gucci was only a Gucci, and I never been in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
Everybody told me I love the cheese because I go from Spain and it's a very famous cheese called it is Manchego. It comes from La Mancha. But your cheese that everybody told me I'm going to have the time of my life because it's proteínas. And it's very famous. Wisconsin is married with a big publicity. Everybody knows about el queso, the cheese.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Have you ever tried Manchego?
I don't know if I have. I may have years ago.
Well, Manchego, it comes from la cabra, the little, the goat. But the Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a lot of friends because I work in Las Vegas, Pete.
Yeah.
And the hotel is South Point. And I got lucky. I got audience from all over the world. But when I start saying that I was coming to Wisconsin, everybody is telling me you got to test the cheese, I swear.
That's right.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to meet you, too. I'm very excited because it's a brand new show, Pete.
Really?
What I'm doing is, every 6 months I change the show because the audience, they like it so much, and I have recurring audience, plus people film it in the cellular, the show. And after, I don't want to repeat myself. So I'm bringing brand new costume, brand new music, of course, flamenco guitar concert, salsa. I would like to meet you, and if you invite me ever, I would like to take my guitar and take a request and have fun and really became good friends. I like you very much, Pete. Everybody told me about you.
Well, thank Chuaba, you very much.
Where did you come from, the name Chuaba? What is your DNA?
You know, it's much more complicated than where your name comes from, believe it or not. It was the Danzig region between Poland and Germany. I'm actually mostly Irish, so I'm just kind of a mess, Charo.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's a great name. I love my last name, and you're very kind to say those words. We are north of Baraboo. I would love to come to the show, though. I think it sounds like an absolute blast, and I could bring you some cheese curds.
Muchas gracias. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best because It's my first time. I will make a new friend, and it's my passion. I will never get old while music is alive. And just to perform in such a beautiful place, everybody's telling me. It's the place is so cute in Barabud. It is called Al Ringling Theatre.
Yep.
And it's a historic theatre. So if I'm going to feel like I'm into a beautiful past, you know, another time. And it's so intimate that I'm going to come down and dance salsa with the audience.
It's
90-minute show with 15-minute intermission, which will give me the opportunity to meet the audience, take a picture, and change costume. You're going to love my costume, Pete.
I love all your costumes. I watched some interviews with you today, somewhere from the 1980s, Charles, with when you were on David Letterman. I saw you interviewed by Larry King. You sound like you love life as much as you did now as you did then. What is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes. Music will keep me happy and young forever and ever, and moving.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I have to move. If I don't move, Pete, I feel very guilty. Also, by dancing flamenco, it's very good for your body and your legs. I want all the girls that are listening me now in your interview. Flamenco, it is just footwork, attitude, passion, and you hit the stage so strong that the footwork made your bones fight osteoporosis. So also, I jog in every day, but Pete say to the girl, wear two bras. Otherwise, if they run without bra, in 3 weeks, their maraca will be hanging down to the floor. I wear that, two bra, and I run about, I should say, minimum 45 to an hour.
Wow. And, that's impressive.
And then I love chocolate, and now I'm looking for it, the cheese in Wisconsin, Baraboo, and I love life.
Oh, it definitely shows. I mean, you've had a great career, a great life. You're still going strong. And my guest is Charo. You can check her out in Baraboo on October 11th at 7 p.m. How about this, folks? Tickets start at just $43, and that's a chance to see an absolute show business icon. You can't pass this
Thank
up.
So
it's
much.
In it's in Baraboo, October 11th at 7 p.m. at the Al Ringling Theater, historic theater.
Well, muchas gracias.
You're very welcome.
I am
welcome.
Very grateful to you because it's my first time in Wisconsin. It's a fabulous show called Charo in Concert. I take a request, and I would like it, if I can meet you in person, it will be an honor. Muchas, muchas gracias. I'm very grateful.
I will do everything in my power to make that happen. And right back at you. I love, and you generously asked me to play guitar with you. I know you were probably half kidding, at least, because you don't want that, Charles. I think we'll leave the guitar playing and the dancing to you. But I have a question for you. Where does Coochie Coochie come from?
Oh, una gracia. Coochie Coochie, show me the way to the bank. but Pete, it had nothing to do with sex. Everybody in America think that I'm talking about sex. No, I used to have, when I was a little girl, back in Spain, in a beautiful, that's why I'm going to like it, Wisconsin, because there's a lot of trees, beautiful nature. I was born in Murcia, a little town, now it's a city, in the south. And we have farm, big farm. And mi abuela, my grandma, loved animals. And she find out that a dog was very sick, that it was hit by a horse and cannot move. And she took a wheelbarrow, bring the horse to the farm, the dog, and care him, but the dog broke a little bit the back. And when the dog get better, when he was happy, he wiggled, but because of the accident, he did not wait like a back and forth. He left and right. He was moving back and forth. And we call him Cuchillo because when he bite you, it was danger. It was a very a nasty big dog, but he loved me so much that he became my friend. And I copied the dog when he was moving, and I was telling to the growing up, mira, mira, look, I can move like a Gucci, Gucci, because I was too young to say cuchillo, pig.
Oh.
Cuchillo is the Spanish word for a knife. When the dog bites you, then never let go. So they call him as a nickname, Cuchillo. And I was too young to say Cuchillo.
Oh, that is so great.
C-H-I-L-L-O. So I said, like Gucci, mira Gucci. And they laugh and they give me money. And I said to myself, this is a hell of a business. And every time that I was in trouble, I said, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. They laugh. I get away with murder. I came to America. Johnny Garzo, they told me, Johnny Garzo is very, very famous, but he have a big ego. He's very egotistical. Please him. So every time he asked me something, I go, Gucci, 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 Gucci. And the next day, Pete, my name was No Charo. My name was the Gucci Gucci guy.
And that is still so great.
If I don't say Gucci Gucci, the audience is going to be disappointed.
Right.
But when I grow up, I realized Gucci Gucci was not the whole thing. And because I was trained by greatest teacher, graduated with Andres Segovia in Madrid, Spain, Pete, the guitar saved me. My best friend, I practice at night, like your show, Nightlife with Pete Suava.
Yeah.
I practice hours at night. I love the night. And I'm so trained that I'm so grateful that I was also educated as a musician, because Gucci Gucci is just for fun, but it's nothing, just fun.
Well, it's part of like your whole persona. You're funny. You sing, you dance. You kind of do it. You're like an old school entertainer. That's what's so, there are very few people like that still left. I think that's so great. And my first memories of you, Charo, were of playing the guitar. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like I fell in love with the guitar at an early age and you were part of that reason. So that's why it's extra special to have you here.
I am so honored to talk to you because Gucci Gucci really is a way to the bank. That's it. I'm very grateful to that phrase. I never give it a dollar to the dog that I copied the dog. He's like broke. But no. If you get to see me, or I will go to your studio, because I like you very much. You want to see that it's no more than 30 minutes, salsa, fun, costume, get to know the audience. But after that, I sit down on the stool and I play music. Incredible music.
Yeah.
It's flamenco or classical. You will love El Concierto de Aranjuez.
I would love to have you in the studio if you were ever up north in Wisconsin. Obviously, you're welcome. And I feel like me not having a coochie coochie, that's kind of held me back in show business. I need a phrase like that. So maybe you can help me come up with that, because I think that would take me to the next level.
Pete, it worked for me.
I know it did.
When I'm in trouble, I was talking with a lawyer, I'm not kidding you, regarding a serious problem, business. And I didn't know how to answer the question. I said, Gucci, Gucci, everybody laughed. I said, wow. I was talking also everywhere I'm in trouble. I say Gucci, Gucci, and it saved me.
Charo, can we keep you for a couple more minutes? We have to do a very quick break.
Please,
all right,
please,
I've got like two more questions for you.
Gracias.
Oh, fantastic. This is so much fun. Charo is here, ladies and gentlemen, on Nightlight. She's going to give us a couple more minutes on the other side of this break. You can see her in Baraboo, October 11th at 7 p.m. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that.
Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Coming up at 7:05 from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, in the western part of the state, Jesse Marsh will be here, and then at 7:35... Rock Rubin, writer and executive producer of the show King of Queens, drops by to discuss the show's legacy. It was dropped this week in 1998, so can't wait to talk to those guys right now. However, my guest is the legendary Charo. She has a show coming up on October 11th in Baraboo at the Al Ringling Theater, the historic, beautiful theater, and it starts at 7 o'clock on October 11th. Charo, you made many appearances on The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. So my question for you is, where is someone more likely to find love, on a boat or an island?
Well, the most two beautiful shots ever in the 70s and 80s is the Love Boat and Fantasy Island. Both the producer Aaron Spelling, great fan for me, and they were giving me the airplane from Las Vegas.
Nice.
That I can fly after the show to do almost regular every time.
Yeah.
The love boat. It was based in a true story, and I get to know the lady that created. She was in charge of the entertainment, and she wrote her experience about how people, when they despair, they're looking for love, or they want to have honeymoon. They were taking those kind of cruises that they were not famous at all. And she approached with that idea to Aaron Spelling. And he said, "Yes, we have a deal." And then was the beginning of the Love Boat. I was invited. Aaron Spelling went to see me in Las Vegas. I was working at the Sahara, already headliner. And he liked my style. And he said, "Okay, we want to give you one special, and let's see if people like it." And I was that we have the bigger rating. And since then, I became almost regular. And I became and still very good friend of all the cast. Unfortunately, you know, the captain passed away.
Yeah.
But we became like family. It's love. It's for real. If you are lonely, you feel like el toro poo-poo, take a cruise, because you'd be surprised that you might find some love there.
Wow, that was great.
Fantasy Island was just a fantasy. But well, I experiment real fantasy, love, romantic episode that was based in reality. And I enjoy and I love all the cast, and we get together Esperodi once in a while, and they want to do, you remember, they called me to make the second love vote, but nobody can repeat the magic of the original. So I pass away the offer because only happened once in a lifetime. And when they tried to copy, it was not too good. So yeah. I was lucky that I didn't say no. But love, you can find that in these cruises, seriously.
Listen, I believe you. And there were such fun shows, and you were so good. You were so much fun. You just added such great energy to them. Our text line, we've gotten several comments here. Vicky says, I remember seeing Charo in concert footage of when Elvis did his Vegas shows. She was in the audience. So great. Amanda says, her energy is infectious. And Gabriel says, Charo is a national treasure. So you've definitely
gracias,
got...
Gracias, gracias.
Yeah, you've definitely...
I was very good friend of Elvis, okay? No cuchi-cuchi, okay? because I was very good friend of Priscilla. And Priscilla, when I go in business with my sister, because my sister make my costume, and she designed it. And Priscilla want to be partnered with Carmen and open here in Sunset Street, Los Angeles, boutique. But my sister really is so busy that she could not do it. When we became friends, I can tell you any question you ask me about Presley, the real Presley, the best thing ever happened to America, like Sammy Davis Jr., the best thing ever happened to America. I headlined with all of them, and that was for real, Pete.
You're the life you've led just in show business and these icons you hung out with, and we're so lucky to have you. You talk about Elvis Presley being a national treasure and that.
Thank you.
You are as well, and it's so great that you're coming to Wisconsin. So, Charo, we have about a minute left. When people come to see you in Baraboo on October 11th, what will your show be comprised of? What are you going to do?
First, I will tell them to thank you for giving me this opportunity because you are helping me a lot. Second, I will give them the best of me because I reached a point in my life, Pete, that I don't need, thank God, the money to survive.
Right.
It's just that the performance gives me life. It's a challenge, make me younger. Probably you're going to think, why she doesn't change? That bitch never changed. So, trust me.
I don't think they're going to say that.
What? Is that Charo? So my secret is this, and I'm going to be with the audience for 15 minutes, and I'm going to tell it, exercise, cut the gluten and the fry, and keep a dream. Keep it a dream. Always dreaming and positive thinking. Nutrition and keep on running, and life will be beautiful. And thank you for the opportunity, Pete.
Very well said.
The audience know who I am.
Thank you.
Keep a dream, be positive, and always keep your body in movement.
They already know who you are, young lady, and it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And if you want to just do the shows without the money, that's fine. Send the check to me, and I'll take good care of the money. Okay, Charo? Have a great show.
I can't wait to meet you. You are so hot. Honestly, goodness. And no, you are hot. Beautiful. I do interview everywhere. And I can tell you, your timing is perfect. You're very kind to me. I hope I have good luck in Wisconsin.
You will.
And I hope that I make a lot of friends. And I'm very grateful.
It's going to be great.
Gracias.
Thank you so much.
Gracias, okay?
Thank you so much. And come back again. Let's do this again. Have a great show on the 11th. That was Charo, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. And break a leg on the 11th.
Muchas gracias.
All right. We're coming right back with Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the things on which we agree. I know they exist. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot and Sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11. The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
you have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid. If I
weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.